Hewlett-Packard says its sales rose in its latest quarter and profits increased 23%, but experts say the good numbers may not help either side in the contentious shareholder battle over Hewlett-Packard's proposed merger with Compaq. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Jason Lopez reports.
Hewlett-Packard posted another good quarter of earnings, ringing up a profit of $478 million, with sales coming in at $11.4 billion. CEO Carly Fiorina says that HP was the beneficiary of an uptick in consumer spending on personal computers and printers. This is why, she says, that HP and Compaq need to combine in order to avoid being at the mercy of the market. In recent ads in the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, HP says a merger would make it number one in more than a few sectors of the computer market. Analyst Richard Chu of SG Cowen says the deal is not a slam dunk, but investors are warming up to the idea of a merger.
These results combined with results for the October quarter, which also surpassed expectations. At the margin, I think it gives management better credibility.
But the opponents of the merger don't think so. They're led by Walter Hewlett, the son of one of HP's co-founders, who posted an ad in the New York Times yesterday with the headline, "No large-scale high-tech merger has ever worked, ever." And the strong earnings report works in his favor, too. Tony Sekanagi, an analyst with Bernstein Investment Research and Management, says positive earnings works for both points of view.
On one hand, the fact that HP is performing well provides more confidence in Carly Fiorina. On the other hand, Walter Hewlett would argue this is a pretty strong company. The question that Walter Hewlett will, I'm sure, push forward now will be, you know, given this is stronger than we think, all the more reason why this deal shouldn't be done.
But Sekanagi says the matter boils down to two issues. The first is whether investors will see their stock go up in the short term.
The second one is, ultimately, longer term, this may be a good deal for both companies 2 years down the road. My opinion has been that there is a lot of risk in doing a big merger. Investors don't really like risk, and so I'm not really sure this is a good deal for investors.
With a month to go before the shareholder vote on March 19th, experts say the arguments will probably mount in frequency and volume from both sides in one of the most watched proxy fights in corporate American history. For NPR News, I'm Jason Lopez in San Francisco.